You know, there's been a lot of talk lately about this whole concept of quiet quitters. There hasn't been enough talk about quiet achievers, people who are truly living their dream, or at least working toward that. We have a guest who's made his name in a different way as the director of preventive cardiology and cardiac rehabilitation at Beaumont Health in Royal Oak, with faculty, adjunct faculty appointments, a professor of physiology at Wayne State University School of Medicine, professor of internal medicine, Oakland University, William Beaumont School of Medicine. He got his B.S. and M.S. and Ph.D. degrees from Kent State University, the University of Michigan, and the Pennsylvania State University. He is highly regarded in what he does, and the other thing that he does is not a small event in his life. He's written 27 books, and you're about to learn about one that probably is the most significant right now and perfect for the time and for all of us. GPS for Success, Skills, Strategies, and Secrets of Super Achievers. Dr. Barry A. Franklin, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show, Dr. Franklin.
Paul W., great to chat with you again on a different topic. We're usually talking about heart health and fitness. Today, about personal success.
And this is the quintessential part of fitness that so many people are missing out on.
You're exactly right. This is a topic many people really underestimate. In my late 20s, Paul, I got involved in this simply because I got out of school and I realized I wasn't prepared for the real world of work. And I lacked important preparation in goal setting, persistence, collaboration, interpersonal skills, time management skills, understanding the law of sow and reap and law of attraction. So I became a fan of Peter Drucker, who said everybody should embrace a secondary pursuit. For me, that secondary pursuit became a passion. That is the study of highly successful people in all walks of life.
And isn't it sad that we hear much more about this whole idea of quiet quitters than we do about quiet achievers? And you now, following in the footsteps of others, there were other people that you believed in and you followed, along with Peter Drucker, and you kind of picked up where they left off with your GPS for success. It's not something that hasn't been studied a lot, but for a simple way to pay attention, follow our own skills, strategies, and some of their secrets, the super achievers lead the way for all of us, and you really put this in a very simple to read, simple to understand book.
Paul, you're exactly right, and I really focus on four foundational factors. I don't care what you do. If you have these four factors, you're going to be successful in any pursuit that you choose. And then in the book, I also talk about 10 specific strategies and secrets of highly successful people.
Give us the four, because we probably can't get the 10 in time.
I understand. The four foundational factors are, number one, and you exemplify these, by the way. Number one, love what you do. The late Steve Jobs said, if you want to do great work, you got to love what you do. Number two, realize that to a largest extent, you make your own destiny. I read a fabulous book years ago by Mark Myers where he said 95% of the stuff that happens to you happened because of things you did or didn't do. Number three, take 100% responsibility for your life. Winners in life take 100% responsibility. I tell people, Paul W., that the 10 most empowering two-letter words are, if it is to be, it is up to me. And finally, focus on serving others. A lot of times I talk to young people, I say, what do you want in life? I want a big car, I want a house, I want to make lots of money. And I tell them, you're focusing on the wrong end of the scale. Focus on serving others. There's a great quote by the writer Tolstoy. He said, we love people not for what they can do for us, but for what we can do for them. It's the fundamental ingredient in the recipe for success. Those are the big four, Paul W.
You know, I'll tell you something, Dr. Barry Franklin, and this new book is such a good one, GPS for Success, Skills, Strategies, and Secrets of Super Achievers. The bottom line is he's helping you along the way here achieve the success that you've always dreamed of. And to have it within our grasp by following all of this information that you have studied, by getting up close and personal to the lives of superachievers, very, very helpful. I've always said to people, if they get up and go, oh, I've got to go to work. Now, mind you, I don't like getting up early in the morning. I never have. It's not a secret. I don't like getting up early in the morning. But once my feet hit the ground and I'm on my way to work, I love what I do. You're right. And I say to people, if they have a job that they really can't stand and they feel they're locked in because they've got family and obligations, I say your family will love you even more if you start to do something you enjoy doing, even if there's a period of time where you have to make a difficult transition. So love what you do. Love your work. Make your own destiny. I'll tell you this line. When taking 100% responsibility, I have to repeat it to myself. If it is to be, it's up to me.
Yep.
That's a simple line that packs a punch, Doc.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And focus on serving others. Focus on serving others. Albert Einstein was once asked, why are we put on this earth? And he said, we're here to serve others. We're here to serve others.
It is a great book. It is the book I will read this weekend, Doc.
Terrific. Terrific.
It's just got so much information in it and so many helpful tips. Obviously, some great quotes from some great successful people. I couldn't recommend it more, and that is GPS for Success, Skill Strategies, and Secrets of Superachievers. Achieve the success you envision, create, deserve. Dr. Barry A. Franklin. Thanks, Doc, for all your good work, including this.
Bob W., thanks for the opportunity. Great chatting with you.
Find it online easily, I would hope.
Yes, through Amazon. Mm-hmm.
That's a good place to look. Thank you, Doc. Have a great weekend.
Take care. You too, sir. Bye-bye.
As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.